You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No, this world-renowned white-suited John Travolta lookalike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
Holy moly, not sure how to live up to that one. Nikki, did you hear all that?
I did.
The funny part is, there are people that still call me Shaq, like Horse Shaq. Because yeah. Back in the day, I had the same hair. I didn't laugh like him, but I probably could if I tried. But anyway, I'm sure that kind of predates you a little bit. Welcome back, Cotter. You remember the show?
I'm sorry, I was having a hard time hearing that one.
I said, I'm sure that show predates you a little bit. Welcome back, Cotter. Do you remember that show?
No.
You probably catch it on Nick at Night. Not real sure, but anyway, thanks for the good laugh. Courtesy of the mothership. I do not write those, folks. They just naturally appear on the server. And we deal with it. So there you have it. All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's January 13th, 2021. Got a great show today with, of course, Nikki Nickel, Vice President of Investor Relations for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm told Breck will be in towards the bottom of the hour. Sun Power by Esme Electric and Solar Power. Everything you need to know about solar and we're afraid to ask, you'll be able to listen to, or you can call in as well at 928-854-5687 if you have any questions for either Nikki or Breck. And we talked a little, thank you so much for joining me by phone, and it's not because of social distancing or anything like that. I guess you had a meeting conflict, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And also, I am working remotely at the moment.
Oh, cool, cool. How's that working out for you? We talked with the mayor yesterday, Cal Sheehy, and the topic of Suddenlink came up and working remotely and trying to educate remotely and all those things. Are you having any problems?
But, I am very fortunate that I own a home and have a separate office area. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to be able to set that up and kind of have that. I think the biggest thing other, I actually haven't had many connection issues, so lucky there. I've heard that a lot of people have.
Oh, yeah.
With internet connection, but the biggest thing I think is having that separate area, you know, because I just can't imagine sitting on the couch and trying to work or being in like my living area.
Oh, I hear you. I'm in the same boat. It's a separate area. It's definitely not in my living room, so it's a lot easier to shut everything down and concentrate if you have to write and that sort of thing. So I'm glad that's working out for you, though.
Exactly. It is. So being productive, and even though with everything going on, just know that your chamber is super busy and working tirelessly on behalf of our members.
Yeah, and we know you have an event coming up, but we don't really want to talk about that because there's so many things in the works right now and so many things can change. Let's talk about, you know, you working from home. One of those things you can do is update the website. And let's talk about your website and what all of that entails.
Absolutely. So just to clarify, I am personally at home just for this week. Just to be safe, but but I have, or if not, I have the chamber. Chamber has staff that are currently at the office and happy to take phone calls, as well as Kathy Tippett, who is working on our website constantly. And if you have any questions about the chamber, feel free to give us a call at 928-855-4115. It's kind of hard to do that stuffy.
How did I know you were going to sneak that one in there?
So our website, I love our site. It's got all of our lists, our members listed. So if you're ever in the need for a service or trying to find a business in town, all of our members are currently listed and searchable at havasuchamber.com. We also have, which I love that we have this. It was new as of about a year ago, something that previously would have been exponentially out of our budget, and our server has included it in there now, so it's awesome. We have a job bank, and that's where our members can actually post jobs that are available. But if you're looking for a position and there's one that's just not on there, excuse me, you as a job seeker can go in and put your resume in there so our members can look if they're looking to hire an applicant. And it's a great way to just really connect those job seekers with our local businesses.
It sounds like local businesses have a lot of benefits when it comes to a chamber membership.
Absolutely, yeah. We obviously right now are not doing as many face-to-face events with everything going on. Everyone's safety is our priority. However, we are constantly connecting our members, whether it's connecting and convening them with other members that they want to connect with, or to potential employees, or to...
Are you there?
Making those referrals. There's constant referrals on our website. And then, the less sexy, I guess, part of the chamber, but
okay.
My favorite is advocacy. It's huge. And we have such a active governmental affairs committee, and that's comprised of our members. So the chamber is a nonprofit. I always like to say this every time I'm on. The chamber is a nonprofit. We are not funded by any government entity. We are funded solely by our members, and that's who we work for. So our board of directors is comprised of an eclectic group of our members and our member community, and our committees are comprised of different members. So one of our committees is governmental affairs, and that's where we go through all the potential pieces of legislation that are out. It was an election year, as you know. I think most people know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't endorse any candidates. However, we do advocate for certain pieces of legislation, or we advocate against it. And what that governmental affairs committee does is they fine-tooth comb through all of these bills, all of these pieces of legislation, all of these proposals, and find out how it will hurt or help businesses in the short or long term.
Sure.
And that's something that the average business owner, you guys are busy. If you own a business, you know that time is you don't have any.
You're running a business. Right.
So having this group of people that have that time and that commitment to go through that and then give you a digestible breakdown. So something that I always like to go back to is like the minimum wage increase, where that one was pretty obvious for business owners, how it would hurt or help them. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we try and voice back to the business community as well, to the general public, on saying, hey, this might sound great right now, but here's the long-term effect. Here's how it's going to affect business. And then that one did pass, but what we did after that was we gave information to those businesses to help them navigate through it.
Oh, I see. So,
yeah.
So monitoring legislation, is there also an effort at all to initiate legislation? Like a lot of businesses and residents, for that matter, are talking about limiting the powers of Governor Ducey when it comes to shutdowns. Is that something the chamber gets involved in as well with our legislators?
You know, we don't go into that aspect.
Okay.
However,
I'm just using an example.
Bill or anything along those lines. Now, we did, I'll tell you, my CEO wrote directly to the governor's office during these shutdowns and for a couple different pieces in there, including the liquor license prohibition for special events. Mm-hmm. To voice our members' opinion on it. So our members will get surveys from us to get their feedback on how things are affecting them or what their stance is on certain things going on. And then we can, as a very strong collective voice, take that right to the Capitol. We can take that also right to our local city officials, and there's teeth behind it.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
You know, and we don't just pick and choose legislation where it's like, you know, I don't like this. You know, I, Nikki Nickel, don't like this, or I don't agree with it. It's not that. It's really that collective business voice.
Sure, that's actually a really good answer and makes sense. And then having someone like Lisa to take up the charge and relay those voices, if you will, to the state capitol. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. That's a great answer, Nikki. Thank you so much. Our number, if you want to talk to Nikki Nickel, Vice President of Investor Relations for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber, is 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And let's see. I'm not going to keep you on for too long. I actually have a little bit to talk about when it comes to Balloon Fest as well. And we're going to have Jerry Ernst on the program tomorrow before Brian comes on the show. I know you have an active interest in Balloon Fest as well, Nikki. You're a Rotarian, aren't you?
I am. I am the very honored and proud current president of the Thursday Morning Rotary Club.
Oh, I didn't know you were president. Wow, congratulations, I think.
It's definitely been a challenging year to take on the role, but I absolutely have an amazing club, as all the Rotary Clubs are, with a lot of support from our members. But, yes, please support the Balloon Fest efforts. That money does go back into the community, and while it won't be what we've seen in the past, every bit helps. And just remember that these nonprofits, they're not making the just willy-nilly decision to not have these events. There's a lot that goes into it. So I'm really happy that they were able to come up with some creative kind of side events and fundraising ideas to help out with those funds.
Yeah, as the PSA that's running on all three of our stations, I like how it says it's canceled, but here's what's available for, and it's this weekend, by the way, folks, Saturday and Sunday. Is there anything going on Friday?
You know, I'd have to look.
I call that a bad Jeopardy day, by the way. So,
today would be a very bad Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know there's the fun run on Saturday, and I'll talk about that after the break. I don't want to keep you too long. But is there anything else you wanted to get out there as far as chamber business goes?
I want to give a huge shout out to all of our members that have helped support during this time. We actually had members that were not negatively affected by the pandemic. I'm not going to say that anybody was positively affected, but we had some members that have actually helped contribute to sponsoring other members that have been negatively affected. And just the amount of support between the business community throughout this has been so heartwarming. So huge shout out to everybody that supports the chamber, its efforts, and our business community in this time.
Yeah, I heard that was an idea that came from your board, or was it your board president?
Yeah, it was a board and executive committee idea, and it just was amazing. It's amazing to see the support and camaraderie, even between competitors, because we're all in this together right now.
Yeah, that really is a great gesture and a great idea. And the action that's taken by the other businesses to help businesses that are struggling in the community is just phenomenal. So anyway, Nikki Nickel, thanks for joining us. I know it's a little abbreviated. I know you're not feeling tip top, so I'm going to let you go. That's okay. You know, we're all entitled to, those days. Well, I'll tell you what, when it warms up around here, my sinuses go nuts. So that's just how that works. Anyway, Nikki Nickel, Vice President of Investor Relations at the Lake Havasu Area Chamber. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next month.
All right, sounds groovy. Thank you.
Groovy it is. All right, thanks, Nikki. All right, and speaking of groovy, this song, you'll hear it this Friday and Saturday from Black Cat X playing over at Finney's, 7 till whenever, probably 7 to 10, but you never know. We could go long. All right, we'll be back with more. I'm going to tell you what's happening with Balloon Fest after the break. Then we'll take another short break, and we'll come back and talk about Sun Power by S. May Electric and how solar can benefit you and your budget. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, also Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, and don't forget we stream live, and the show archives are located at KNTRTalk.com, so any part of this show you missed or any of the others from the past 30 days or so, you'll be able to get at KNTRTalk.com. Just look for the Speak Out tab, or you can check out the Speak Out 2.0 tab and catch Larry Tuneforce's show as well. Today's guest, he's got Regina Wimes in from Mojave Electric Cooperative. She'll be talking about the new internet provided by MEC and TWN. Also, Greg Eidsness from Farm Bureau Financial Services. And I was going to tell you there was a Suns game tonight, but it's been postponed out of COVID caution. That's according to KTAR.com. Of course, KTAR, the news station in Phoenix. And let's see, we've got other sports. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I thought I did. But I'll get to those later in the show. Here we go. Found them. All right. We've got Arizona Coyotes making their debut tomorrow night against the San Jose Sharks. They're at home. The Coyotes are. Friday night, hopefully the Suns and the Warriors will get to play. That's at 7 o'clock, as is the Coyotes game tomorrow night. We'll have Ohio State at Illinois. That's NCAA basketball on Saturday morning, 9:45. Then NFL playoffs. This is all on KNTR Sports, by the way, 94.3 and 100.5. The Rams and the Packers at 2. The Ravens and Bills at 4:45. Then Sunday, you've got the Browns at Kansas City. The World Champion Chiefs, that's 12:30 p.m. And the late game will be Tampa Bay at New Orleans, which is a very hot division rivalry. So we've got NFL playoffs all weekend long and a little basketball starter, if you will, the NCAA with Ohio State at Illinois on Saturday morning. Okay, let's talk about Balloon Fest a little bit. It's abbreviated this year, of course. We've been talking about that for a little over a month, I think. And the 5K run location, there's a change in that location. It was originally scheduled for Sarah Park. Now the location of the 5K fun run has changed to the Island Jogging Path, which is across the London Bridge on the interior of the island. The start, finish, the check-in, and parking will be located on the west end of the island on the old airport parking lot and across from the Beachcomber RV Resort. Volunteer times and assignments still remain the same, and from what I understand, there are a couple of volunteer opportunity shifts still open for that 5K run. Now, the balloon glow and the movie, weather permitting, will be at the rodeo grounds at Sarah Park. That'll be $20 per vehicle, cash only, no refunds. The gate opens at 4:45. The balloon glow starts at 6 p.m., runs till 6:30, and the Disney movie Up starts at 7 p.m. The movie is a drive-in style movie. Please stay in or with your vehicle during the movie except to use the available restrooms, of course. No barbecues, fire pits, fireworks, or propane heaters are allowed. And then, that's not all, folks. The golf tournament is Sunday at the Refuge Golf Course. That's $100 per player. Proceeds, of course, benefit the Balloon Festival and Fair and local charities. It's the fourth annual golf tournament. It's a four-person team scramble shotgun start. On Sunday, starting at noon, you can buy mulligans, putts, 50-50 drawings. Entry includes green fee, golf cart, and a goodie bag and range balls for practice for each player. No lunch will be provided, though. So that there you have it for the Balloon Fest and the events that are going on. And if you have any more questions, go to HavasuBalloonFest.com. And we're going to come back. We've got Brendan in the studio. He doesn't have his headset on. So Brendan from Esme Electric, Sun Power by Esme Electric. And you guys are always so sharply dressed, you know that?
Oh, we try.
Is that what it is? Is that a sales thing?
I just, you know, try to dress the way I want to be.
Right. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk about all things solar. I got to get my notes out, to be honest, Brendan. So
I got some for you.
You got notes for me?
Yeah.
Oh, because I have a whole file full.
I know you do. You're good.
All right. We'll be right back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't keep myself from calling. Looky there.
Looky there.
Looky there.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Brought to you by Mojave Community College, also the Shagroos Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Big Sky Insurance, Herbs Herbs, the Lewis team, Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule at Coldwell Banker Realty. Ooh, easy for me to say. Too much reading today. I think that's what it is. And, of course, Sun Power by Esme Electric. Brandon Hill is here. Welcome back.
Huh, thank you for having me again.
All right. You look like you should be in a band.
No. No. No instruments, no singing abilities whatsoever.
That's Breck, right? Everybody.
Yeah, Breck now, yes.
Everybody can sing one song. I always say that.
Nope.
Not even tequila, huh?
It doesn't sound good.
That's just one word.
It doesn't matter. That one word does not sound right.
Doesn't sound right coming out of you.
No.
All right. So, all right, Sun Power by Esme Electric. Give us the phone number, the website, all that.
Oh, if you want to contact us, please call us at 928-855-7375. Again, 855-7375, and it's solarbyesme.com.
Take us through that process. What happens when somebody actually calls in and says, I'm interested in solar?
So, yes, somebody calls up, just says, I'm interested in solar. So we have some lovely ladies down there at the front office. We'll take great care of you. They'll get in contact one of us, me, Breck, or Kevin. And what'll happen, we'll set up an appointment. We'll come on out. We'll take a look at your house, and we'll sit down. We'll go over how solar works for the customers, ask them a few questions, take a look at shading analysis, look at the roof. We take a look at quite a bit of things, and then kind of go over, again, how solar works, what you get paid back, go over the variables of how you can go about getting solar. And then what we do is we get a proposal. We show the customer, and we kind of go over it with them, and we kind of figure out what's going to fit their needs the best. And then we go from there. And
I like that word, shading analysis. Yeah. I bet you want to do it right when you arrive on the property.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, before I pull up, I'm looking at trees. I'm looking at everything to see what's going on, if this neighbor's trees, the homeowner's trees, and then going from there. Because, again, shading's never good for solar, but a lot of people don't like cutting down their trees. So we do a shading analysis to figure out what their system with shading will produce for the customer, and then we go from there.
It's too bad you can't just move trees. You know, just say.
Oh, you can. You can move a tree.
Well,
certain kinds. It all depends what kind. But
yeah,
if you want to pay for it,
if it's not too mature, right?
No. It's either we do a shading analysis and go from there. Otherwise,
right.
Some people they've always wanted that tree gone anyway, so it gives them a good excuse to get rid of it. So you never know.
So structurally, have you ever run into any houses that have problems supporting solar or solar panels?
Not so much supporting solar. Just some people don't realize, hey, you know, the roof just isn't quite up to par. They need to re-roof it, stuff like that, because the first thing that happens is if we install solar, which we more than likely won't, because we'll take a look at it and go, hey, we just don't want to put our solar up there, because when you get a roof leak because of the bad solar, well, who are you going to call the first person? It's the solar company, and we got to go, hey, it's not the solar that we put in. It's
sure
because the roof needed to be replaced or redone or recoated or so on and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, you got to know your potential liabilities. That's an honest answer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because we warranty any roof leaks that we penetrate or anything that we do. We make sure of that.
And over 42 years in business, that says something right there.
Yeah, it's Greg. That's all Greg Esme, man. He's been here for a long time. Great guy. Great name. I really enjoy working for him. Makes my job a lot easier because of the name that he has. But, yeah, locally owned and operated. No subcontract. We don't subcontract any work out. We start it. We finish it for our customers. Let them know everything that we're putting is straight from us under one warranty, so which is really good.
So, again, we're talking with Brandon Hill. He's from SunPower by Esme Electric. If you have a question for Brandon regarding solar power, what it entails when you call them out there, that sort of thing, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And there's also federal tax implications here for another year anyway.
Yes, we're a little worried. Last year was the last year for the 26% federal tax credit, and there was a time we were selling it because it was dropping down to 22%. So we were selling solar at 22 because it had to be installed and turned on and for you to get that full federal tax credit. So the government came back and said, hey, we're going to do another, because of the COVID, another year for the 26%, which is awesome for any customers out there. It's, you know, and it might not seem like much just thinking 4%, but you add it all up, it's money that's yours.
Sure.
Put it back into the value of your house. Do something with it. And
so, you know, speaking of value, that's a great segue. What does solar do for the value of your home?
You know what? When you can get solar with a product as good as the SunPower product on your roof, it's adding value to your house. Now, to get exact numbers, I don't have any exact numbers to say or do over the
broadcast
today.
Every home's different.
But you go to sell your house and you can tell somebody, hey, I don't have an electric bill anymore. It's a huge, huge selling point, and to let people know, you know, when you got a 25-year warranty on a panel that we install on your house, and it's transferable, that's huge. When a customer has that liability of, hey, you don't have to pay for labor, you don't have to pay for the parts, you don't have to pay for the shipping, something malfunctions on our system, you're covered for 25 years, and you sell your house in 10 years, yes, new homeowners still have 15 years left on that warranty. A lot of people ask me, they go, hey, you know, well, what's going to happen? Solar always changes. It this and that. Well, yes, absolutely, it does change, but you don't need to change your solar out with us, because the fact of the matter, in 25 years, these panels are still at just under 93, right at 93% efficient.
Sure, sure. Do you ever follow up with customers, get their satisfaction, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Their ratings, if you will, can they go on the website or send you an email?
Oh, yeah, they give me a call. I run into everybody all the time, and it's awesome. I never have nothing to worry about. I know their system's up and running. I know everything's working the way we said it was going to work and our production guarantee. And I end up coming up with really good friends out there that oversold.
Right.
Yeah. So
I think we have a current customer on the phone. Caller, you're live on Speakout.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to tell Brandon, you know, about 13 months ago, they came out and installed solar on my house. I haven't had a bill ever since. And not only that, but I've built up about a $500 credit with the local utility company because the solar is working so good on my house.
I'd like to hear that. Who is this?
It's Hap.
Oh, hey, Hap. I didn't hear that. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Everything's good, man. I've never been happier. I've never seen a bill. I mean, after that first month when it, you know, everything settled out, incredible. I would encourage everybody to at least talk to you guys. And I'll tell you, the greatest thing ever was that first year with that huge tax credit. Instead of paying taxes, I got a huge tax, refund. It was incredible. God bless, Greg and all the nice people at Esme. But, the government's doing the right thing. We have so much sun here. It's like, why don't you put money in my pocket instead of me putting money in the utility companies, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Hey, Hap, it's Paul LaVoy. The impact that your AC had in the summertime, people always voice that concern. What was it like for you?
I'm going to tell you the truth. Where I used to get anywhere from $100 to $200 bill, not only did I not have a bill, but even during the summer, they put up such efficient stuff on my roof.
Right.
And I was worried about my roof because I have a nice tile roof, and I didn't want, you know, tiles being broken. Everything turned out good, and I never got a bill. I always got a credit, even with running the air and, like, you know, with us in this frigid winter of 30s, 40s, 50s. Well, not too many 30s. I run the heat day and night, and I'm still not getting a bill. So, man, I'm stoked, as they say. Very, very happy.
Oh, that's great.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear.
You know, I'm thinking I'm thinking, Brandon, that Hap probably has a 14 or 16 SEER system too. You know, that's pretty efficient. So, yeah, congratulations. Yeah. It sounds like you made a good investment.
Yeah. Well, you know, all you got to do is listen to these guys, and then, you know, you just make your own decisions. They're not going to twist your arms. It's pretty obvious. I can show you all my Unisource bills for the last year, and you'll trip out and say, wait a minute. They owe you money? It's like, well, yeah, money in the bank. Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you, Hap.
All right, thanks,
Hap. Good hearing from
you. Good to hear he still has the gift of gab, right? And words like stoked.
Yes.
You got to love that when describing SunPower by Esme Electric.
Yeah, right, nobody there. Knows. I called Hap before I came in here and told him to call in. No, just joking.
I knew Hap was a customer, number one, and then I saw on the phone who was calling. I usually don't look, but I just happened to take a peek, and I saw Harrigan. So
there you go. And, you know, and that's just one of many, many, many of all our customers out there. I've never had anybody complain about their system being up. Only thing they ever wish is, God, Brandon, I wish I would have called you sooner. Just would have called you sooner and had it sit down. And that's one of the things, you know, we sit down with the customer. We don't twist any arms. We just show you the facts. You make your decision. We're not going to push you. We're not a high-selling, used car dealership. Sit down. You got to have this. No. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's pretty simple. Free solar quotes. Just give us a call. Let us talk to you about it and show you what we can do.
And I've got a note here for zero down financing, zero down leasing. But a down payment always helps too, right?
You can put a down payment, but why? You know, we have financing available with no prepayment penalty where you can make just extra payments on that. You can do it however you want to, but you could finance the system literally no money out of your pocket, low, low interest rate, and it's cheaper than what you pay the electric company. Why throw your money away to the electric company when you can pay yourself each and every month and invest into yourself? Invest your money, you know? Everybody out there that owns a house, they did something right. They invested their money correctly. They own their own house. They own their own cars. They invested it. why not invest in something that's going to actually work for you down the road? And as time goes on, it's just going to work more and more and more for you.
So tell me about this warranty that SunPower has.
Well, the warranty that SunPower has is a 25-year warranty, and I kind of touched base with it earlier, is that anything malfunctions from your microinverters, your racking, your paneling that we install up there, you got 25 years to where if anything malfunctions, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everything's perfect in a perfect world. Stuff does happen.
Yeah, there's a few working
Absolutely.
Parts here, aren't there?
There's stuff happens. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's no worries. We're there same day, next day. We try to make sure everything runs perfect because we guarantee our production. So we need to make sure that everything is always working. But there's no money out of your pocket for labor, no money out of your pocket for shipping. We take care of it. You are safe and sound for 25 years. Of that product warranty.
So who's going to come out and do the actual work? Do you guys subcontract?
No, we don't subcontract any work out. So if we have a problem, we usually have whoever installed one of our crews that actually installed the system will go back out and make sure that it's running. Because you have a full monitoring system, too, that you can always look and see that how your system's running. And if you have any questions about your system, I'm a phone call away. We can look it up. We can go on our computer. We can look at each microinverter. We can take a look and see, make sure everything's rocking and rolling for our customers because, again, we guarantee that production for that customer.
So I would imagine that your potential customer has already done a great deal of research before they've called you.
No, you know, you do have that percentage of the, yeah, you got some people that I'm talking. Uh-huh. They do it all. And I love that. It makes my job a lot easier.
Well, it says here.
Yep, and I go over everything, and they do their homework, and you got the people that just want to sit down, and they just don't know nothing about it. And I'll start from the beginning to the end and explain every little nick and cranny. That way, whatever decision that you do make, if you don't or if you do, that you're 100% comfortable with that decision each and every time, because I don't want you to have buyer's remorse, because you're not going to have it, because down the road you're going to realize, hey, this is awesome. I'm glad I did it. And you can talk to, I can give people thousands of people's names that all our customers, and I don't cherry pick. I say, hey, call any of our customers.
Yeah.
Talk to any of them. They would be more than happy, like Hap right there. Absolutely. And again, the number one thing people say is, wish I just would have done it sooner.
Well, one of these days we'll get one of those customers or two of those customers in the studio to come in with you.
You know, that
like
would be
a testimonial.
Cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yes, I would like
See,
that.
See, I'm marketing for you, man.
There you go.
That's how you do it. All right, we got a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, we just paid our first payment this week.
Ma'am, can I get you to turn your radio down, please?
Okay, I turned the radio off. How's that?
Hey, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, we just paid our first payment this week on our solar, and it didn't even hurt.
It didn't even hurt.
Didn't even hurt. It's about
there's got to be
more
to this.
Your electric bill.
Okay.
But we added a pool, and we added another air conditioner in a garage. We think we're going to be in wonderful shape.
Well, good to hear. Who are we speaking with?
This is June and Michael.
Hi, June. How are you?
Fine. We got it done. Chance's crew installed it. We've had Ralph over a couple of times. The guys were fantastic. They were clean. They were polite. And the work got done promptly and amazingly.
June, did you do the addition before the solar was installed or after?
We did the addition before, and then we realized our level pay was going to go up really high with the electric company.
Oh.
And so we've had solar before at other homes, so it was time to do this house.
Good to hear, good to hear. So you're super happy with everything that we did then, June, I take it?
Yes, we did our full double RV garage, and there's like 32 panels or something up there, and we were up there over the New Year's, and we painted the roof with the Plasto
elastomeric
steps. Yes, thank you very much.
You're
we did
welcome.
That for two
What
days.
Is it?
It's called the Elastomeric. It's with the flat surface roofs they use to recoat the roofs.
Oh, I feel like I'm hosting a home improvement program now, like the Money Pit we have on Sundays.
It's white and sticky, and it costs about $500 a gallon, but by the 5 gallons, but by the time we're done, we have a beautiful white roof, and the panels look wonderful, and they're working fantastically.
Good to hear. I like that. Thank you, June, very much for calling in and expressing that.
And thank you, guys. We appreciate what you did.
Thank you.
All right. Another.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Another satisfied customer in Havasu.
Absolutely. I love hearing those phone calls. I love walking through the grocery store and seeing my customers and being able to walk up to them and shake their hand and knowing full 100% that they're happy with their system.
And that they trust you.
Exactly. And that's being locally owned and operated for over 42 years. It really helps out to let people know, hey, it's all about the trust.
Right, right. What is buyback rate, by the way?
So that's another thing that actually the electric company, which is pretty awesome of them to do, was that it drops each and every year in October. But with the COVID, they go ahead and they said, well, you know what, we're going to leave the buyback rate the same, which is 10.34 cents. So what that entails is that everything that a customer overproduces with their system.
Overproduces.
Okay. So everything that goes through their house and whatever they don't use up is going to go back through a meter and back to the grid into their neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps track of every kilowatt hour. And by every kilowatt hour, you get a credit of 10.34 cents. And that's what you build up. So you build up. So when the summer months do come, you have a credit. Like Hap was saying, hey, I have a $500 credit going into the summer months. It comes out of that. That way your system can't quite keep up with the summer months. But hey, I got all this credit that I built up, this money that I built up.
Yeah.
That's mine. So it comes out of that. So then October you true up, and if you're over a certain amount, you actually get paid checks from Unisource. So have them pay you once in a while. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So let's go over it again. It's SunPower by Esme Electric and Solar, 928-855-7375. And I think what I would like the most about it, if I weren't in a condo and I could get solar on my home, would be the app. The app sounds incredible, where you can monitor your system.
So you can monitor your system. But real quick on that buyback, on that 10.4 cents,
uh-huh.
Letting people know, though, if you sign up prior before October, you will be grandfathered in for that 10.34 cents buyback before it drops up to 10% every year. So that's a huge thing by getting your system in as soon as possible to make sure you get the grandfathered in.
And the thing is with the ACC, you don't know, the Arizona Corporation Commission, mm-hmm. you don't know what that drop's going to be.
Well, we do know. It's 10%, up to 10%. So it's realistically, it's going to be 10% every October that buyback rate is going to drop down until it hits about 7.5 cents.
Oh, okay. Until it hits.
Yes.
Until it hits
so every year, so on and so forth.
It's still going to flatten out, but it's not going to be zero.
No. It can't be zero. You got to get back for what you want.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, the app that monitors your system, mm-hmm. that sounds pretty cool.
It's, you know, you have 40% of the people that really look at it, 50% of the people that don't look at it, and you got 10% of the people that I'm religious. They want to see what their system's doing by,
every day
writing it all down and making sure and then realizing that their system's overproducing what we guarantee them.
That sounds pretty awesome and technologically advanced as well. All right, SunPower by Esme Electric. Anything we missed?
You know what? There's a lot of stuff we probably missed, but there's more to it than just that. But just give us a holler. Let us come out and see you. Let's go over it and let us explain it to each and every one of you.
Yeah, and the main thing, something we did miss, those are free solar quotes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We don't charge to come out there. We actually can show it to you. And like I said, worst case scenario, you say, no, it's not, you don't think it's for you. But
right.
At least give us a call and take a look at it.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt.
You next month if we don't see you Friday or Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Welcome back to Speak Out. I got about a minute, and Jerry Ernst is coming on the program tomorrow, right before Brian Springberg. He's going to tell you a little bit more about Balloon Fest activities, and we'll have sound advice with Brian Springberg. On Friday, Terrence Concannon is going to give us a Go Lake Havasu update, and we'll also have Christina Hook from the Better Business Bureau talking about all things at the LHC Resource Alliance, things going on also with the BBB and the grant programs they have as well. All right, up next, Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce. Again, they'll be talking to a representative with MEC, Regina Wimes, and the high-speed internet option that's coming to Bullhead City. I am so jealous, by the way. All right, until then, I'm Paul Lavoie. That's After News and a short break, by the way. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, we're living the dream here in Lake Havasu City. See you tomorrow on Speak Out.